5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts College Radio. You are, of course, listening to On the Town with Mikey D, right here in the heart of Tufts University. Probably not. I don't know. I'm your socially distant, except not really anymore, hostess Lils, and I've got some special guests joining us in the studio tonight. As you may or may not be aware, this whole month we're doing sort of an artist co-host showcase. Every DJ has a bunch of different people sitting in with them, co-hosting the show. And while my guys can only stay in for like a limited amount of time, we're going to make it groovy. So introduce yourselves. We got Nicole Ferry, and Michael Boudreau, both from the Spearmint Sea, a band that I have played a ton of on this program, and of Dark Spring, Boston. Heck yeah. Speak right into the mic, actually.
Thank you so much for having us, Lils. It's so nice to be here.
It is a pleasure.
Yeah, we're excited.
Absolutely. I am glad. And I mean, hey, speaking of excited, like, as I mentioned up at the top, Dark Spring Boston, that's coming in May. I'm going to be a part of it. I'm going to be DJing in between sets and just some fantastic, like, not just local acts, but some of the acts that are just coming from out of state. Like, would you care to talk a little bit about that a bit?
Our lineup is so exciting this year. Every band, our goal when we put these bills together is to get a bill where every band could be the headliner, that you would come to see them as the headliner. So there's no real order to it. It's just every band is a heavy hitter. We have locally, the Boston local bands that we have are Avox Blue, Ex Hyena, and Trigger Discipline this year. So three.
And Pleasure Coffin.
Oh, and Pleasure Coffin. Oh, we've got four local bands. Half the bands are local, and we love all of them, but it's incredibly diverse while still being in sort of the dark scene theme. So we love that. And then from outside the area, we have Black Rose Burning, who have been to Boston and played a few shows.
They did last year's Dark Spring, didn't they?
No, they did the summertime one. We did one outside at Boynton Yards. And then they also did one upstairs at the Middle East.
Right.
As well.
That was the night with Diavel Strain and Allie Frost.
And it was a great night. Yeah, so so we love having Black Rose Burning anytime they can come.
From New York City.
From New York. And then we've got Blood Handsome from, I think, L.A.
Yeah, he seems like he's been around.
He's like, come through a few times in the last year or so as well. Yeah. But, oh, my God, his voice is incredible. His songwriting's amazing. So we can't wait for Blood Handsome to come back. Harsh Symmetry. Have you heard Harsh Symmetry?
I have not. Oh. I have not.
My favorite album of last year. An absolute must. The fact that we have Harsh Symmetry coming to this kind of blows my mind.
It's a bit of a big deal.
I couldn't be more excited because I love this album. Of course, we talked about Pleasure Coffin, Trigger Discipline, our local, and Veda Rays.
From
New York. Now from Philly. I'm a longtime fan. I love them. And I don't know. This will be their first Boston show. So we're happy that their first show will be our show. So it's great.
Oh, that is dope. Dope lineup right there. That's going to be at the Middle East, right?
Middle East downstairs, Saturday, May 6th. I know that you are DJing, and we also have Vamp Daddy.
Vamp Daddy, yeah.
Of Obscura Undead, recently of Tampa, Florida, currently of the Boston area. So,
very nice.
Yeah, it's going to be incredibly exciting. And I have one little announcement I'm going to give about the day.
Ooh,
we've got a bigger announcement we'll tell after. But here, yeah, this isn't known
Drum
yet.
Roll.
But it turns out that Corrosion Boston is happening that same night upstairs. So we've decided to join forces and offer a ticket for a combined Corrosion and Dark Spring Boston Festival.
Whoa.
So we'll have the run of the Middle East that night.
Whoa.
It's going to be amazing.
But what about the night before?
We'll get to that later. We're going to save that little tidbit for later.
Later, but what? Well, yeah, okay. Oh, man. A teaser for later on in the evening.
That's
for
right.
Now, though, why don't we get into some music? Nicole was kind enough to provide me with a whole bunch of awesome curated goth rock and dark dance type stuff. The sort of thing that Dark Spring Boston normally would host and put shows around town for. Like, I see a bunch of artists in here that I recognize that I've played before, and a lot of other stuff I'm not so familiar with. So I'm going to be drawing a little bit from that as well as my own stash for what's sure to be an incredibly spooky first hour. So yeah, let's get right into it with Pilgrims of Yearning.
Woo.
I gotta say, I adore Pilgrims of Yearning so much.
We're not worthy. We're so lucky to have them. We really are.
Yeah, they are one.
I hoarded those guys.
not even like as far as goth bands go, but as far as local artists go, they are one of the best things.
Absolutely.
Operating out of Boston, like bar none. I'm just going to say that right now.
They're an incredible band, and their videos are consistently beautiful as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they are. They're amazing.
The video for Lamar in particular, I just love that.
I mean, even not just local video.
It reminds me of like a Project Pitchfork video a little bit.
It's up there with any of the best videos I've ever seen. It's incredibly beautiful. The song's amazing, and the video is beautiful, so. Yeah, but we didn't pick Lamar for tonight.
Oh, no, we got a different one tonight from the same Hadal EP, but for tonight, let's get right to it. Here's Pilgrims of Yearning with Storms. Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back.
Another fine block of local music for your listening pleasure. In that last block, we had Storms by Pilgrims of Yearning into Any More by Helix. And just now, we just came out with Soothe Me with Water by Kelly Spyglass. A couple of those, some wonderful picks courtesy of our guests from Dark Spring, Boston, and the Spearmint Sea, Nicole Ferry and Michael Boudreau.
We're so happy to be here.
So with us in the studio. I'm happy to have you tonight.
It was really fun getting to pick songs. I've never gotten to DJ anything before, so when you said bring some local music, it was a pleasure to think about, you know, what songs do I want to bring?
Oh, absolutely. Like that, I would say, is the best part of, I mean, obviously, like, you know, paying to the local scene is important, but there's just something so wonderful about, like, I can play whatever I want at any given time, so long as it doesn't have naughty words in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it was hard to whittle it down, for one thing, because we have so much great music in Boston and always have.
Oh, absolutely.
So I did try to keep the theme to, like, a Dark Spring genre theme a little bit, where I could have gone further afield because there's just so much good music around.
Right. And normally I'm kind of just sort of jumping all over the place with the kind of music that I play on any given night. But, like, the stuff you've picked out tonight is just so good, just looking at it. It makes me want to stick to, like, you know, the theme of dark music as much as possible, especially since Boston has sort of become, like, sort of a catalyst for a lot of really good dark scene music.
For sure.
And a lot of people have been, like, sort of gravitating to hear, like the aforementioned Helix by Association Assemblage 23, huge name in dark synth pop, now a Massachusetts resident.
Amazing.
I mean, he has yet to perform in Boston, but
yeah.
Well, if you're listening, Tom Shear.
Well, yeah, and we did just get Vamp Daddy too from Tampa, and rumor has it there may be some other relocators from that area coming our way too.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, maybe we are becoming a hub.
That
for the dark scene.
That would be very cool.
Would be.
I would absolutely love that.
For sure.
And speaking of Dark Spring, you sort of teased a little something before we went into the music break.
Well, yeah, you know, and we're going to spill the beans. We haven't announced this before today, but last year we did a two-day festival. This year we're doing just a one-day festival, but we have decided to have a kickoff party the night before. So on Friday, May 5th, we're going to kick off the festival with a party at O'Brien's in Alston, which is a small venue, only 75 capacity. So when tickets go on sale, get them fast, because it's going to just be Corrosion Boston DJing the night with just one band, and that band is Pilgrims of Yearning.
Oh, so good.
It's going to be quite a kickoff.
That is a stacked bill right there.
It's a stacked bill. It's just, you know, it's designed for an extremely fun night, and there may be some more surprises in there.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
I know Pilgrims of Yearning have been working on some things specifically for this show, so
I'm not even in, like, you know, radio DJ promoter mode. That sounds so awesome.
It's going to be so fun.
I got to adjust my schedule to make it to that one, too.
Please do. Yeah, so we're kicking that off on Friday night, Friday, May 5th. We'll have just the party. We expect there will be a lot of people in town again for the festival. Last year, we had, you know, quite a bit of the audience had traveled to Boston for the show. So we figure people will be in town the night before. We're going to welcome them to town and do it right. So
that is so rad.
It's gonna be fun.
Like, I don't remember if this was last year or the year before that, but, like, at some point, like, I want to say last year, because that's how I, like, you got Golden Apes from Germany on the bill.
Right,
they're like, I've never heard of them, but they're like a big name in goth rock, as I understand it.
Well, you know, this is kind of a long story, but there would be no Dark Spring Boston without Golden Apes, because I've been a Golden Apes fan for years, and they throw Dark Spring Festival in Berlin. They've thrown it for like 12 years. And so I went to Berlin to see Dark Spring Festival, and it was the best show I'd ever seen, because they use that theme of let's get five or six bands that are all standalone headliners, and it was just blew me away. It was the best show ever.
Who all happened to be friends of the band.
Yeah, well, they're pretty well
yeah,
known.
Yeah, that definitely helps.
That helps. Yeah. But then when I got back, I was thinking, you know, we need a festival like that in Boston. So I contacted Christian from Golden Apes and said, do you mind if I take your name? Because I want to emulate your festival. Would it be all right if I borrowed the name of yours and made Dark Spring Boston? And he said, sure, that's fine. Can we come play the first one? And then I was, of course, overwhelmed and really happy they came. And it was great to have them. So
that is amazing. I kind of love that story.
It's, you know, it's like dream come true kind of thing right there. So,
oh, wow.
It was really something else to have them in.
That is. I mean, on that note, as I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't your band Spearmint Sea going to be performing at the Dark Spring Festival, the actual Dark Spring Festival in Germany?
That's
yeah,
correct.
Well, you know, there's a little bit of like kind of
returning
the favor.
Which also was, it was a continuation of the mind-blowing story around the whole Dark Spring Boston phenomena when they invited us to come play, which was beyond anything I could have ever imagined. We're way more dream pop than we are
right. Dark.
So I was like, I'm not even sure we fit, but they're so welcoming. And we're on stage with some of my absolute favorite bands, Golden Apes, A Projection from Stockholm, who I've loved for like the last 5 or 6 years since their first album came out.
Saigon Blue Rain.
Traitors from Canada.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really like,
I mean, to be fair, like the line between, you know, goth and like dream pop and shoegaze and all those other genres is pretty, you know, pretty flimsy and easy to break to
totally.
Begin with.
Yeah,
I mean, we've got all the, like, there's still a huge amount of respect in goth circles for, like, My Bloody Valentine and
exactly.
Cocteau Twins. I've never known how you're supposed to pronounce the name.
Cocteau Twins. Yeah,
Cocteau Twins.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there are things in common, you know, reverb being a huge thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Reverb, very moody sort of atmosphere.
All these genres have a lot of reverb. And, you know, they like a chorus pedal, you know?
You're really breaking it down to the basest elements, but it's true.
Yeah, I'm trying to be all, like, music historian and like, you know, critique-y sort of like, oh, it has its roots in this sort of, and you're like, no, they like this one.
Yeah. You know, but it's really, when you get right down to it, you know, they all have chorus pedals. They all use a generous reverb. And, you know, that's the little strand of DNA that you can connect, you know, goth, post-punk,
shoegaze,
dream pop, a whole lot of reverb.
Yeah. Who doesn't love it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. On that note, why don't we get to some more music for a little bit? We're going to come right back into this next block with another Nicole pick. Here's Mirrored Hell with Letters from Space.
Down. Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabby-ish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, gray-black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Thank you. heart of loneliness.
Another fine block of music for you lovely individuals out there. In that last block, Letters from Space by Mirrored Hell, into The Legend of Squid and Moon from Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys. Boston staple, those guys. Trigger Discipline with 3 and 4 and 5, and Ex-Hyena with Sight Unseen. Some more top-tier picks from our good friends Nicole Ferry and Michael Boudreau. Here, sitting in with us in the studio tonight.
Special props to Ruben from Ex-Hyena.
That's right.
The Spearmancy video.
Oh, wow. Video, yeah. I haven't seen that directed yet. I'm going to need to look that up.
Yeah, Ruben did that. So
yeah, Ruben's wonderful.
So wonderful. And we're huge Ex-Hyena fans. And those last two bands, Trigger Discipline and Ex-Hyena, are playing our festival May 6th.
Nice.
So, yeah, amazing.
I am, like, unrelated, but I am so looking forward to... not just Dark Spring, but like they're playing at the end of the month. They're doing that show with Telelectrics and Avox Blue over at Faces.
I am
so excited for that.
I'm glad you'll be there. Yeah, I can't wait for that too. That's going to be amazing.
Avox Blue also playing the festival.
Right. Telelectrics not playing the festival.
but
that's
can't wait
okay.
To see them.
Oh, man. It's weird. Like, until, like, Skinny Puppy announced that they were performing, like, I just assumed, like, this whole year I was just not going to go see any concerts because, like, nothing caught my attention except for the Ex-Hyena show. And that was announced well before, like, you know, Skinny Puppy announced their tour, and I picked up, like, Fishbone tickets after that. But other than that, I was just like, well, I guess I'm just going to skip, like, big concerts this year. Ex-Hyena, Avox Blue, and Telelectrics, though, that kept me excited, like, the whole month's through.
Yeah. And now, of course, there's so many giant shows that got announced.
Yeah, like, they all got announced at the same time, it feels like.
Are they hinting at a Cure show, too?
Yeah.
Nothing's been, like, set, but I think the Cure made, like, a little social media post that, like, get ready, we're gonna announce some tour dates.
Yeah, there's a new mailing list that you could be added to, you know. And, of course, I got on there once I saw the Instagram story.
You got to get the pre-sale code.
And, you know, I feel like Susie might be.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know. I mean, she's only doing the Cruel World Festival.
In the U.S.
In the U.S., but I mean, if you're going to be in the U.S.,
you might as well
be there for a while and maybe play some other places.
Maybe.
That would be great. Yeah.
That would be great.
It really would be.
Yeah. I mean, when's the last
time... Cure Susie, Bill? That would be amazing.
When was the last time Susie was...
In Boston?
In Boston.
Somebody would know.
Yeah.
Somebody out there knows.
Probably a creature show.
Probably.
Probably like the 90s.
Yeah.
Maybe early 2000s.
I might have been at that one, but... Yeah. You know, one thing I did want to point out is that we love these big shows. We've got tickets to a few of them.
Mode.
So excited, but they're not cheap.
No, they're not.
They're not at all.
Yeah, I sold my kidney for the Depeche Mode show.
But you know what is really affordable? Dark Spring Boston Festival. It's only $20. $20.
And your kidneys will be intact.
Incredible bids. You don't have to give up a kidney.
You could buy so many kidneys with the money you save.
That's going to be the slogan.
We might have a vendor for that. We'll see. See if we can get that.
But yeah, like what do we have coming up the pipeline this summer? Like I mentioned Skinny Puppy, potentially The Cure, Depeche Mode,
Sisters of Mercy.
That's crazy.
I think Ministry was also announced.
That's right, yep.
Outrageous.
Yeah.
There's got to be more because I would not be surprised if... Nothing would surprise me in terms of, like, you know, how many... Like, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, tomorrow, all of a sudden, Nick Cave was just like, yeah, a birthday party reunion. We're doing it.
We're going to do every big band will tour. Well, we do have that Chameleons Theater of Hate.
Who else? Oh, yeah, the Chameleons are doing a thing, too, aren't they?
Yeah, that trio that couldn't... They had to cancel their tour.
Right.
Oh, that's a bummer.
But no, they're coming back in 23.
Right.
So, yeah, that's happening
great.
In the fall, too. It's a big one.
Yeah, because I think when we had Mark Burgess play, I think the end of that month, he was supposed to play at the Mission, but like I think they had some visa issues.
They did,
like
that whole tour was booked.
But now that's
going to
be, that's...
They're set to go.
Yeah, they're good to go now.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. You know, we have some, we can't announce them yet, but I'm just going to hint at the fact that we have a couple of pretty exciting shows booked for September.
Oh, fantastic.
So stay tuned. We've got some touring bands coming through town that have never played Boston, and they're going to be pretty exciting. So
keep your eyes peeled.
We're just
Dark Spring Boston official.
Keep your eyes peeled. That's keep your ears open.
Yeah, we have some. The fall's going to bring some exciting stuff too. So
you're getting the fall back?
That's
no,
one band
no.
that's not touring.
Yeah. That band pretty much ended with Marquee Smith.
It could never go on.
No, absolutely
like that
not.
That is one thing they could never replace. So,
I mean, there's enough ex-members that... No.
Yeah, but not enough Marquee Smiths.
Right.
That's very true.
Which is to say one.
How many ex-Fall members... It's like the whole like monkeys typing eventually.
Yeah.
We'll come up with Shakespeare...
It's like remembering members of Pigface. Everyone's been in Pigface.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Oh, boy. So before we get into another block of music, do you want to like maybe promote like Dark Spring Boston's like social media stuff and whatnot so people can keep track of that sort of stuff outside of the context of local radio?
Right. So... we have to always differentiate Dark Spring Boston from anything else because the original Dark Spring Festival, the original Berlin thing, but now there's also Dark Spring Baltimore.
That's right.
Isn't there like a Philly one as well?
It's grown. They're,
oh, wow. You're a trend star. You're a trendsetter.
We're working together with them. Yeah. Dark Spring Baltimore, I think, is the only one scheduled for this fall, this spring, along with us. But yeah. Dark Spring Baltimore has got quite a good lit lineup of bands as well. So if you happen to be in that area.
Shout out to our friend Michelle.
Exactly.
That's Ego Likeness and Stoneburner's neck of the woods.
Ooh, that's true.
That would be quite a get.
Yeah. I don't think they're on that list, but there's some overlap with ours. I think Blood Handsome's playing Baltimore as well.
Yeah. But that said, it's Dark Spring Boston. And that's, not Dark Boston Spring. Not Boston Dark Spring.
Dark Springs.
Dark
we
Spring.
Get Dark Springs.
Dark Springs
a lot.
Boston. I get that all the time. But it's Dark Spring Boston. So on Instagram, we're Dark Spring Boston Official. And what are we on Facebook?
I think we're just Dark Spring Boston
Festival.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I think that's it. We have a TikTok, but I put only one video on it a while ago.
Right.
And I don't remember what it's called, but.
And there's a website, right?
Oh, yeah. DarkSpringBoston.com.
And
it hasn't been updated in a while, but. Yeah.
Maybe something will happen with it.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Does that pretty much just have information on the festivals?
Absolutely.
Or just Dark Spring Festival shows, shows in general?
As of the moment we speak, it's just the festival, not our other shows, but maybe we'll get those on there as well. But yeah. We do rely mostly on social media for promotion.
Yeah, that's unfortunately the way to do it nowadays.
I know. Right. It's true.
But what are you going to do? That's how the world has developed, unfortunately.
It's true.
But hey, at least we still got music. Going to bring us back in with another Nicole Furry, Michael Boudreau pick. Here's actually one that I ended up discovering around the same time. I think I played them either the last show or the show before that. But here's The Shallows with Channels, featuring former members of, what's the name of that?
Milling Gowns.
Well, not just Milling Gowns, because, I remember this other...
Strange Ways?
This Bliss. Oh, that's Bliss. Who I'm thinking
okay.
of.
Yeah.
Because all I was thinking of was, oh, the people who did Talk, Talk, Talk.
Yeah.
Did that mean This Bliss isn't together anymore?
I don't know, but I know Brad was in Strange Ways.
That's true, yeah.
Oh.
Strange
Ways.
It's an all-star cast.
I hope not. I love This Bliss.
Yeah.
I hope they're still together. But in any case, this is not This Bliss. This is The Shallows with Channels.